untouchable, untouchable.
I'm feeling.
Let's go.
Need to let it go.
You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian.
We did win another Oscar. And for what a deserving win it was. En dis natuurlik my octopus teacher wat nou gewen het aan die begin van die week. I thought it'll be a nice idea. We just spoke to the executive producer. Also now on the line is Karina Frankel. She's executive director for the Sea Change Project. And also associate producer on My Octopus Teacher. And if you're wondering, what is this Sea Change Project? Well, one of the products that came out of this is My Octopus Teacher. There's a yellow ding. It's a whole way of trying to make people realize what incredible assets we have under the surface of this ocean.
Right.
Karina's on the line. Hey, Karina.
Hi, Rian. How are you?
Sorry about the wait. I just had to reset the team so we can talk about the Sea Change Project.
No problem.
Listen, firstly, congratulations are in order to everyone that was involved with My Octopus Teacher, to you as well. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Rian. It is indeed a global team.
Now, I spoke to Ellen earlier, and she says to me, Craig Foster, did he speak to you as well about this win? Because he's not, obviously, we know, you know, he's more of a aloof guy. He's not really giving interviews, et cetera, et cetera. Did he speak to you about this?
Yes. Like Ellen, I've known Craig probably in excess of 25 years or so, and have made a few films, including with Ellen as well. And I think, you know, the My Octopus Teacher, the film is kind of testament to sort of what Craig already has to say. I think he feels very much that message is out there, and this is now an opportunity for other people that have been involved in the process to have their voice. And it is also something that I think for Craig, it's something that he doesn't feel overly comfortable with at this point. I mean, I know you chatted early on with Ellen, and he really wants to get in and just continue to do the conservation work and stay focused in that. And he's deeply grateful for all the communication that comes through and all of the attention that comes through. But he prefers to stay in the back lines.
So I need to just point this out, because the vast majority of people, even in South Africa, have no idea what a sea forest is. They have no idea. And most of them have been introduced to it for the first time now in this movie. And that's quite tragic, eh?
Right.
So please enlighten them how incredibly rich the marine life is in these sea forests that we have just off the coast of this beautiful country of ours.
Sure. I think, I mean, for myself as well, it was a real eye-opener when I actually came to understand that sea forests, you know, kelp forests, they're large underwater forests, and they cover about 25% of the Earth's coastline. And they're very, they're highly productive near-shore marine ecosystems, and they really play a large role in maintaining a stable climate. One of the main objectives around the work at Sea Change was to create an identity for this largely unknown environment, sort of something like the Serengeti or the Great Barrier Reef. So we came up with the moniker, the name, the Great African Sea Forest, because it's something that you can almost visualize. And of course, the octopus has done such an incredible job by communicating it, by making it an icon. And we've done so in order to work towards its protection and so, awareness.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's your goal. And, you know, making sure that generations to follow us will still have Great African Sea Forest. And I think you need to explain to people the incredible new wealth that you've discovered, because I know you've discovered new species there, new behaviors. We've seen some of it in My Octopus Teacher. What other species have you guys discovered, the Sea Change Project, among these forests?
I think not only has it been species, it's been new behaviors. So possibly around species that people might have been aware of, but maybe not aware that this is behavior that they do that is unknown to science. And that's what happens. That's the work. All of us at Sea Change, there's 9 of us, I would say all of us pretty much go into the water, probably not as much as Craig and some of the other folk in the team, but a few times a week. And you actually learn so much by visiting the same place again and again and again. We do have a resident scientist, which really helps inform the process, because all of our work it's a combination of investigation coupled with science. So that it's sort of a marriage between the two. So in fact, Craig's got a little shrimp named after him, called Hetemeris. I think I'm probably going to pronounce it right, but it ends with Fosteri, a little shrimp that he had found in the octopus teacher's cave in the back.
And you yourself, do you go snorkeling? Do you go diving in amongst these forests?
I do. I must admit, when I joined Craig and Ross, when they first invited me to work on the outdoor exhibition, I was not going to get in the water. I thought they were mad. I felt that they needed somebody that represented most people in the world who would not swim in icy cold water with no wetsuit. And honestly, I've known both Ross and Craig, the co-founders of Sea Change, for many years, and I could see the transformation. And it got to the point where I was like, I have to try it, because I can see that there's something extremely profound and amazing, just that absolute sense of awe and wonder and stimulation. It was a real privilege to see. And Ellen had mentioned in the first part of this conversation that Craig was really burnt out with adrenal fatigue and had lost his passion and interest in filmmaking. He didn't want to do it anymore. And I could just see the recovery, the healing that came out of it. So I've started free diving in the sea forest in the Atlantic, and my husband's joined me as well. So this is something that we do whenever we can.
Now, Karina, we wish you the best with your work, Sea Change Project. And the book's going to be released globally later this year as well, eh?
Correct. We do have a book, Sea Change, which is in its second edition, which is available already. And then there's a new reprint coming out in the fall of 2021, this year, in the hardcover called The Underwater Wild, which is ostensibly the same story that's out there, but it's got a new foreword with Jane Goodall and a little bit more information that isn't in the first or second edition.
Incredible.
But that's all available on our website if anybody wants to
please
get some more information.
What is the website?
It's seachangeproject.com.
Seachangeproject.com. Karina, keep up the wonderful work you guys do. So nice talking to you.
Thanks, Ryan. Really appreciate it.
Let's go.
Just a dry, sarcastic comment you make.
Says it like it is.
The Scenic Drive with Ryan. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.